very hard task to talk about Elul, and Bechlal to talk about Yemei Adin. And we just got off the plane, or Bechlal, our mindset is somewhere else. I want to bring a moshel. Everybody knows three children, three kids, were stuck in Japan for the last 2.5-3 years. And the whole world turned upside down. There was meetings in every town, from Borough Park, Flatbush, Lakewood, Monroe, wherever you want to go, through Europe. Any place in Europe, whether it's London, Switzerland, there was hundreds of people that turned up by these meetings, whether the lawyer spoke, or one of the rabbonim spoke, or anybody who went to visit the bochrim spoke. And everybody, they raised $3.5 million. That's what they needed for the mishpat. And everybody was tumbling. When was it? I was in America a week ago. There was like, I was by a chasnas, I met Rabbi Bleich, who's the Rav of Kiev, one of these places, and he was very involved in the Japan story. He says to me, 12:35 is supposed to be the Psak Din on the third Bocha. It was tetelach all over the streets, every newspaper, Yoel, Yaakov, Echves, all the three names for the last 2 years, the Shailu Shadavan, and then the night of the Mishpat, the whole world was connected, everybody should say Tehillim at the same time. I don't know if you felt it, if you knew about it, but everybody read about it. And it was a big, big, big tumult. What are we talking about? We're talking about sitting for 20 years, 30 years. There was a chashash that you might get killed. And the whole world turned over. And yet, when it comes to our own mishpat, which is kal v'chaymer shel kal v'chaymer, our own mishpat, in 3 weeks' time, whether mi yichya, mi yomus, garnished. There's no tzetlach, there's no tumul, there's no garnished. We'll walk into Rosh Hashanah, don't worry, we'll make it through. I made it through this year, I'll make it through another year. Things happen, so I won't ride a motorbike. I won't get electrocuted. I won't be in the hurricane at the wrong time. I just won't be at the wrong place. It won't happen to me. Yeah, there are people that do go. But say that, mi yichya, mi yomus, mi ya'oni, mi ya'osher, who's going to make it in money, who's not going to have money. How many people did we see this year that for 2 generations, 3 generations, were loaded? Nothing. Garnished. Efes. This is all Rosh Hashanah. Does anybody make a tumul? Is the world screaming their head off? Are we making big asifas in every town that we have to put together, get the right lawyers, find out if we can get through it, if we have anything to fight for, do we have a chance to what to gain on? Garnished. Life moves on. What's pshat? The cash is even bigger. That's for sure. Everybody probably at one point or another during the Ila has a few minutes where he taka means what he's saying. There's probably 1 or 2 minutes in the Ne'ila, besides dreaming about the hot cake that I'm going to have, or the cold orange juice that I'm going to have in half an hour. Besides those things, I'm sure that there's a few minutes of serious thinking of what I'm davening about. And we say Zochreinu L'chaim, and we daven it for 10 days. Says Yemei Teshuva every Shemoneh Esra, Zochreinu L'chaim. When we ask for Zochreinu L'chaim, so a normal guy says, please give me life. Okay, so if you're standing in front of a Berach Bosa V'dom, you make sure that you make a plead bargain, don't kill me, you know, okay, I'll sit for 5 years, for 10 years. What happens by the Rebbeinu Shalom? Zochreinu L'chaim. Now, Chaim doesn't always mean that you're going to drop dead. Chaim also means quality of life. So Alti Yisoid and Chaim, when we talk about Zochreinu L'chaim, we're talking about quality of life. Quality of life means, am I a happy camper? am I going to make it through this year? Instead of lying in bed half the year being depressed, or running around finding out why I'm depressed, or nothing goes well for me, or even if I do get the job, I have no atzlocha because I've got nothing to show for it because all the money's been wasted on parking tickets and who knows what and everything else. And I blew it in one night because I went down to AC or who knows what. Go through the whole picture. At the end of the day, how much heartache and how many hours of the year was a person during the last year? Make a cheshbon for yourselves. Make a cheshbon of the last year. Forget about Yiddishkeit, forget about Averus, Mitzvahs. How many hours each day, or how many hours in one week, were you happy, content, and feeling good about yourself? No complexes. No kinna on somebody else, nothing really bothers you, you're happy with who you are. Think about it. Make a chashbon nefesh. Forget about Yiddishkeit, forget about God, forget about Torah, forget about whatever you want. How many people can turn around in this room and say, I had a great year, I really enjoyed it, I wasn't depressed, I wasn't unhappy, I didn't have, this didn't go wrong, this didn't go wrong. How many guys could turn around and say, ah, Baruch Hashem, I finished the Masechta, most of my days I was happy, tefridin, I was moving forward. How many guys can turn around and say that? So when we talk about Zochrein L'chaim, it's not only life and death. It's talking about Ribbono Shel'olam will give us the Siyata Dishmaya to have quality of life. Okay, so why should he give you quality of life? Because Melech Chofetz B'chaim, because you're a king that's Chofetz, that wants to give life. You should write us. By the Ila, you're going to save a chosmeinu with the gresta kavona, because in the Oskol Siddur it's written with big black bold letters. The chosmeinu, sign us. Right? So Oskol probably has a better translation. Right? Lemancho elekim chayim. What's lemancho? The mancho for you. For you? Does anybody ever think about Ribbono Shel Olam? The mancho, I want to live for you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Give me life for you. That's why you should give it to me, because the mancho, I mean it in order that I'm going to be an Oved Hashem, I'm going to serve you, and I'm going to learn Torah and keep mitzvahs. That's why you should give me life. Do I have bichlal any intention of changing it? Do I bichlal, am I going down that road? And here we are screaming, "V'chosveinu b'seiv ha'chaim, anovinu malkeinu, chosveinu b'seiv ha'chaim toivim." Right? Well, on the highest tone, the highest pitch, we're screaming our heads off. So only another 6 more minutes until we blow shofar, and then we can get out of here. So I'll throw in all what I've got for the last 5 minutes. So, "Avinu malkeinu, chosveinu, chosveinu b'seiv ha'chaim toivim." Leman cho. It says, "Leman cho," for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Well, what are we, a bunch of liars? We take a mean it? Yeah, we mean it. The first part we for sure mean, Zochrein L'chaim, please give us life, give us quality of life. Let us just get through the day. I don't have to wake up every morning with a heavy heart. What am I going to do? I don't have to feel that I'm being messed over. Whatever, all the little things in life that bother us. Give us some quality of life. Leman cho. Leman cho means for your sake. For you, I mean it. L'shem Shemaim. I want to do better in Avodas Hashem. What are you, crazy? Do you understand what you just said? I'm going to say it for 10 days, and those who are zeich to make it for 3 times a day will say it 3 times a day. Where are we going with this? What are we, a bunch of shakronim? What do we mean tak over here? And we tak a mean it. B'shas ma'isa for that half a second, I'm sure everybody taka wants to do it. Well, Leman Cho. Where's the Leman Cho? And here's an akuda which I want to say of Nabelia, which I hold everybody can connect to it, and everybody on their Madrega can have some shaykhs to it. And the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't expect us. Avad the Ribbono Shel Olam came into town, Elul is Yimei Rotzin, and Elul is a time where Rabbi Yishlaim is waiting for you guys to turn around and say, okay, I know you're in town, you're closer to us. He wants to see some sort of change. Now, we're not going to change overnight. And we're not going to change our Yetzirahs overnight. And we're not going to change our wants and our needs and our mentality and our culture. It's not happening overnight. And Rabbi Yishlaim knows that as well. But when I say Lamancha, what do I taka mean? What do I want over here? The belly says a Muridiki Yisoid. Give me a few minutes. It's a Gavaldiki Yisoid that might help some people to get through it. There's nothing more than a person wants in life. There's no more lust, taiva, than life itself. To live. In the worst situations, nobody takes their life. Ask anybody who went through Auschwitz, how many people actually went to the fence and electrocuted themselves? Very, very, very few. And from those few, how many frumas went? Very few. And that's after seeing their kids being burnt and after seeing the whole thing. There are people that went through it for 4 or 5 years. Why don't you take your life? Genug schön. Enough. Finished. Finish it off in 3 minutes. You have to walk out like a Muslim man. And all the stories you'll never hear of, until the guy absolutely collapsed, he kept fighting to stay alive. There's nothing more than a guy has a taiva to stay alive. A guy will fight to stay alive. Why? Why? Matsya once said a Meridik a Moshel. He said a Moshel, a guy, he was 80 years old, 85 years old, and he called all his kids together and he said, Hetzu Chevra. He said, I had a great life. I was brought up by beautiful parents. I had a very good relationship with my parents. And I was very successful in business. And Baruch Hashem, all my kids are married and got kids. And I'm very successful in who they married. Everybody's happily married. There's a lot of money. Everybody's got money and panosa. And I had a very happy marriage. And I had a very, very good, plentiful life. And I've had enough. And it's time to say goodbye to all of you. Tomorrow, I'm taking the pill. I'm going upstairs. What would you say to him? You say the guy's off his mind. Why is he off his mind? Have you ever thrown away something that, you know what? I can't be bothered. I got enough. I'm not going to do it. So he decided to kill himself. Why would you say the guy's gone off his mind? He's gone senile. It's crazy. Because the Metzius is, there's no such thing as a person taking his life. And if he does take his life, he's gone off his mind. Because the teva of a person is chayim, life, even if it's the worst possible type of living, he will always want to live. What's this koyach? What is this koyach? What is this koyach? I want to live, I have to live. Even the poorest guy is not taking his life. Why? Homeless people sleeping on the streets. What are you sleeping on the street for? Kill yourself. You get rid of all your misery. What's keeping him alive? What is this koyach that Rabbi Yishlaim put into a person? He'll never take his life. So here is a Muridiki Yisoid. The Belius Masbir. That there are four categories in this world. There's the doimim, tsebeach, chai, medaber. Doimim is an innate object. It's a stone. A stone doesn't move. Then you've got doimim, tsebeach. It grows. Plants, fruits. Then you've got chai. It's a different category. A behemoth. He moves, he gets around. And then you got medaber. Somebody who speaks. Now it's not pshat that each category is a tesefis, is an extra on the tesefis before, on the one before. It's not pshat that the tzemeach is a rock, but it's just something extra. Or the rock is a tzemeach, but he's also a behema. Or medabe. It's four separate entities. And a rock can be worth millions of dollars just lying there on the ground. A tzemeach, it's only when he grows. When he stops growing, he's not even a doimim. I'm a dapper, I'm a chai, a behema. A behema, it's gewaldic. When it dies, it's not even a domim. It's not even a tamech, you can't do anything with it. It stinks. And then you got a madaba. A madaba is above everybody. He speaks. He's got seichel. Koyach adibu, the koyach of speaking comes from seichel. That's the neshama. Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. The Rebbein Shalom blew into him a nishmas chayim. Says the Targum, Ruach mamalala. He can talk. That is the neshama. The neshama is a koyach adibu, is the koyach of neshama. That's why dibu is such a loshon hara, a nivel peh. It's such a terrible thing because you're touching the essence of the person, of who he is. So you got madaba. What's a madaba? A madaba calls a man, the seichel is there. He's better than an animal. He can take care of himself. He can do everything. Then he becomes 100 years old and he becomes senile old man. He can't even go to the bathroom himself. He's worse than a behema. A behema chotch can take care of himself. He knows how to lift up his hind legs. A person, when he's senile, Gebar Koker Achmonus, doesn't know what he wants, talking shtusim, doesn't even take care of himself. He's lying there, he's lying there in big diapers, who knows what. It's a bigger bizarin than a behema. He's not even a behema. And then Achamei Ve'esrim, leave him around for a day, you can't even go close to him. That's a person. Says the Kuzari, those are the four madregas, four separate entities. But there's one more category which nobody knows about, and that's called Yisroel. Klal Yisroel is one above even a madaba. One above a madaba. It's in a different category. And it's not even that it's a tosef, it's not even a, you're adding on something extra on the madaba. Total different category. What is Klal Yisroel? Klal Yisroel, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him godly koichos. Now let me explain. Godly koichos. For instance, where did Klal Yisroel get the azus, the chutzpah, or the courage to stand up and say, "I'll get killed, but I won't bend down for the cross"? Where does that come from? That comes from Klal Yisroel got koichos, godly koichos, as in Sheba Umas. They are the most chutzpedik, or they've got the most courage, the most actionist than all other nations. The Murdika Chazal say, "Il mole Torah, if it wouldn't be for Torah, there wouldn't be a nation that could stand up against Klal Yisroel. There wouldn't be for Torah. Because they would be the worst type." But that koyach is a godly koyach that can be used. Like Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. There were the times of Nebuchadnezzar. In those days, nobody smiled. It was like in Russia, under Stalin, under Lenin. People didn't smile. Russians don't smile. You know why? Because they were brought up in such a fear, nobody smiled. Nobody smiled in Nebuchadnezzar's times. And Hanani, Mishael, Azariah were told by Nebuchadnezzar. How scared they were. And Hanani, Mishael, Azariah turned around and told them. They asked them to bow down to the king. He said, "Not done. We bow down to the king. We have no derech eretz for you. If you go by derech haTorah, it's one thing. If not, you and a dog are the same thing." And he threw them into the fire. Seder, everybody knows the story. Where did they get that koyach from? Where did Klal Yisroel get all the koyachos all the way through the generations? Ad hayom hazeh, to die al kiddush Hashem. Where does it come from? The guy who was the most furthest away walked into the gas chamber saying Shema Yisroel. Where does that koyach come from? More than that, we all say it's an anti-Semitic line. Jews love money. The truth is, we do love money. And it's not an anti-Semitic thing. There are certain anti-Semitic things they say about us, which might not be true, but this one happens to be true. Jews love money. Where do Jews love money from? We love money more than Goyim? And the answer is yes. Why are Jews more matzliach? Walk into any country. A Jew walks into any country, after 10, 15, 20 years, the guys at the top are all Jewish. Forget about from, not from. They're all Jewish. So Matthias, all the way through history, from the Spanish Inquisition all the way down, every country was controlled by Jews. Where does that come from? Because we have this. We've got to make it to the top. The best lawyers, the best accountants, the biggest millionaires. Takes Forbes 500, most of them are Jews. Where does it come from? Jews control the world. You know what a percentage we are? We're not even a 0.5% of the world. And yet, and there's not one paper that comes out every day, anywhere in the world, that doesn't talk about the Jews. Where does that koyach come from? That we actually control the world. Where does that koyach come from? Making it. I've got to make it to the top. Ribbono Shel'Olam gave us a tremendous she'ifa, a tremendous want, tremendous go in us that we have to have to life, to ruchnius. When it's used in the right way, we can come gedolei Yisrael. When it's used for ruchnius, when it's used for kvod shemayim, we're at the top. If it's used in the wrong way, we'll make it to the top, but on the wrong road. We will love money. We will be the biggest mechutzofim. We will stand up to anything. We will be the biggest mushchosim. Kishi Yisrael yered mata moto. When Klal Yisrael go down, they will go down worse than a goy. Walk into any. Some of you probably seen it. Who are the worst in all these nebuch bars and clubs? Who's doing the worst? The Jewish boys. Because Yisrael Yered, Yered Mata Mata. Because it had such a koyach that when it's like an atom bomb. When it's used in the wrong thing, it'll blow up the world. Come to Eretz Yisrael. The hatred that the friar hate us is unbelievable. When they see a frum a Jew, you won't feel it so much in Yerushalayim, or even where you guys will hang out, you won't feel it that much. But you'll go to other places, Tel Aviv, the kibbutzim, they'll see a frum a Yid, they're ready to tear him apart. Where does that sinner come from? Where does such a sinner hatred? So we're not on the same religions. Between the Christians and Protestants, there's not such a hate between the frum and the friar. Where does such a hate come from? Oyeve Hashem Sinuro. The Ribbono Shel'Olam, people who love the Ribbono Shel'Olam, have a koyach from the Ribbono Shel'Olam of hating bad, hating sheker. When that hate is nurtured in a different way, it comes out. The koyach is tremendous koyach. The koyach is supposed to use to be seniro, to hate sheker, to hate ra. When it's used in the wrong way, it's there. Only Klal Yisrael can hate the way they hate. Even antisemitisms don't hate the way we hate. Because we have godly powers, because we're Nishmas Yisrael, and the Ribbono Shel'Olam put into us the want. And the koyach, the neshama wants to, has a tremendous she'ifa to move, to get closer, to make it to godliness. And if I don't have it, it's tremendous koyach. It's very high voltage. I use it somewhere else, I'm at the top. When Klal Yisrael is not like goyim. We're different. We're in a different league. Can't compare us. Stop shat worm a dab and we have extra koyachos. We're a total different being. When we talk about Chaim, that koyach harotzen, to live, to make it, all these koyachos that we all have inside us, when it's channeled in the right way, and this is what the Ribbono Shel'Olam wants, we become Talmidei Chacham, we become Elecha Yidden, we become Nois Nestoka. Tell a goy the musig of giving 20% of your money. There's Gevirim in America that are giving 50%. Unheard of. Only the Jews have tax returns like we have. Forget about the Schwindelerei. I'm talking about in actually the Stocker account. That taka goes to Stocker. There's no goy that's giving that money. We have different ideas. We have different koichos. We're in a different league. That's Zochreinu L'Chaim. That's Chaim. That is what Chaim is all about. And that is what Klal Yisrael is all about. And therefore, when we go, when we channel it in a different direction, Churban Shemama, it's the worst Churban can happen. And we go down worse than a Goy. And our Chutzpah is worse than a Goy. And our hatred to B'nai Torah and to Frumas are worse. Because we're using all the Koichas that we have, that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us to become Ovdei Hashem, and we're channeling it somewhere else. Zochreinu L'Chaim, this Koyach HaChaim that you gave us, give it to us. Remember us, Adrabba, we want to continue. Melech Chofetz B'Chaim, the Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to live, wants us to have quality of life, wants us to have the Koyachos that we have. Now how do we get to the Laman Cho? How do we get to the Laman Cho? So here the Rambam says a Muridiki Yisoid. There's a Muridiki Rambam. In Hilchos Tshuva. Rambam says a Meridik Yisoid. Another 3 minutes, Chevra. Don't worry about it. I'll be out of here. Al Toima, She'ein Tshuva Ela Ma'aver She'esh Ben Ma'isa. Don't tell me that you're only mechuyev to do Tshuva from the Averas that had a Ma'isa. Kegoinus, Nus, Gezel, Gneva. Okay, these are Emes, are good Ma'isas. Got to do Tshuva. Ela Kashem, Shetzorech, Odom, Loshuv, Me'elu. The same way you got to do Tshuva from a Ma'isa. Kachu Tzorech, L'chapish, B'deis Rois. Now what is Deis? So also you've got to find to do tshuva on Deis Rois. What does Deis Rois mean? Deis Rois means on Midas. Sheesh loy v'loshuv min ha-kas, min ha-evo, min ha-kina, redifas ha-momen, redifas macholas asuris. He talks about Midas here. Midas. That's the way the Balei Musa learned Deis Rois. Midas. Deus Rois always mean, also means hashkofa. Mindset. Why? Ve'ela avoinus, these are veras of Midas. Redifas ha-macholas, running after food, running after momen, being involved in Olam Hazeh to the nth degree. Ve'ela avoinus, koshim mo'esim she'esh b'maisa. These are even harder to do, are much stronger and harder than regular Maisa. You did a Maisa Geneva. Okay, did a Maisa Geneva. But when your mindset is set on a certain derech, it's much harder to be Polish from that. Shebezman she'odom nishka be'elu, when a person is involved in it, engrossed in it, sunken in it, kosher lifresh mehem, it's hard to be Polish from it, to separate yourself from it. Says the Rambam, one yisoid. we all think about doing tshuva. We all talk about tshuva, and we all talk about elul tshuva. We got to come to davening. We got to do a maisa. We got to do tshuva on some avera that I did. Avera geneva, achilul shabbos, ich weis, as maisa znos. And yet we forget one thing. We're still where we started from. We'll walk out of Yom Kippur the same way as we walked in. Because Kol Zman, that mindset is, I still want. My Chaim is on the left. All my koichos, all my rotzonius, all my wants, everything, all my koichos are channeled towards Oyev Kesev, La Yizbar Kesev. Somebody who loves money will never be satisfied with money. And on that Chazal say, Oyev Torah, somebody who loves Torah, La Yizbar Torah will never be satisfied. Say Chazal, it's the same thing. The same love that you have for money, you can have for Torah. It's just channeled the wrong way. The Panovich Rav used to always walk into a Gevir's house, and he used to turn around and say, ah, Klal Yisrael just lost the God Lador. If you'd have taken your koichos that you put in, that lust and that go in you, to go make it in the world out there, to make sure that you had your seven-figured wages, and you're going to make it, and you're going to make sure that you're big. If you'd have put it into learning, you'd have been God Lador. But that's Pshat Oyev Kesev, La Yizba Kesev, the love, the lust, the koichos that I have to make money, is Oyev Torah, it's the same thing. When does it start changing? When I change my mindset. Nobody expects to change overnight. But the Rambam says one thing. Tshuva is a lot harder to do on Day Yisroel, on the Midas, on my Machshavas, on when my mindset, where I want to go, where I want to get to, how I want to get to. So when I say L'mancha L'kim Chaim, do I take a minute? Yeah, in our mind, L'mancha means, yeah, I did Al-Chet Shechatan L'fanacha B'Geneva B'Zela. Yeah, I did a Maisa Geneva, I shoplifted in the summer, I was half stoned out of my mind, I didn't even realize, so I walked out the store with a few things I needed because I had the munchies. No problem. Okay. I went here, I went there, B'Zela Al-Chet Shechatan. Okay, I've got a clean slate now, Motzi Yom Kippur, I'm okay. Doesn't work that way. Sorry, baby. Kol Zman that we don't change Leman Cho, Kol Zman, our mindset is still set in the same place. We want to go out there and enjoy life, and this is where we're going down. All our love and all our midas and all our koichas that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us, this atom bomb that he put in us called an neshama, that has a tremendous lust for life, and I'm taking those koichas and using it to go left, we will never, ever, ever, ever get to first base. There'll never be a Leman Cholekim Chaim. There's only one way to do it. Slowly but surely, nothing's changing overnight. Nothing's happening. It might not even change in the Lamaisa. But we do have to sit down once in a while and make a cheshbon and nefesh. In 3 weeks' time, we're all going to be standing in Japan. And it's going to cost a lot more than $3.5 million. And we're going to be judged. And even if you turn around and think to yourself, Chab Chevra, I made it through last year, I'll make it through this year. Make a cheshbon and nefesh last year. How much of a chaim you taka had? How much of quality of life you taka had? How much gishmak did you have? Or how much heartache? And how much did you not get along with your parents, and what a pain in the neck this one was, and what a pain in the neck this was one. Go through it. Tell me how many days were you given that you had freedom of thought, freedom of Yetzirah, freedom that you've just felt chilled, that everybody's dying to be. That's the dream of every guy in America. Just to be chilled. So we have a hooker, and then we go and try and, then we go and buy a hamnik, right? Anything that will try and make us chilled. What does chilled mean? Forget about what chilled means. It means after Bafkeria Nichale. I don't want to have any shibudim to anybody. But chilled means I'm looking for Menuchas HaNefesh. I'm looking for something that will calm me down. I'm looking for something that I won't have an oil of life. I won't have a yoke on my head. Something that will just, I feel free, happy with myself. Doesn't work. You can try everything out. You can try every drug you want. You can try every girl you want. You can try everything. You will never get contentment. You'll never be happy. Doesn't work. Oyev kesel ayiz ba kesel. You'll never be happy. You'll never be satisfied. If I'm going down that road, it's not going to be leman cho. You will not have time. It's a metzias. There's only one way to walk into Rosh Hashanah. I've got to change my mindset. Nothing's happening overnight. We're not changing. It's not going to work suddenly. But something has to change. Leman cho. Leman cho means one thing. That somewhere down the line, I know I have to go change direction. I've got to stop going towards the right. I've got to start thinking what the Rebbeinu Shalom Taka wants from me in this world. What the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from me with my koichas. What the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from me when he gives me certain middos. What the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from me when he gives me a good head. What, in the end of the day, does he Taka want from all of us? Are we supposed to be Elach Yidin, B'nai Torah, being dovok with the Rebbeinu Shalom? So Rebbeinu Shalom says, no problem. This is the guy that wants Lemancha. He's not there yet. I'm willing to help him. I'll give him the Menuchos HaNefesh to make it. I'll help him get to the Beis HaMedrash. I'll help him sit through a Seder without jumping up 50 times. I'll help him. No problem, because that's what he really wants. I'll give it to him. But when I want everything else out there, you expect the Rebbeinu Shalom to give you Siyata Dishmaya to try and make it. It's not going to happen. It doesn't happen. Yeah, you can say Al Chet on a Geneva, you can say Al Chet on this Avera and that Avera. Nirblaib the Zelba Shegetz. I stay the same Shegetz. Because my mind, my Deus Rois, which are harder to get away from, are messed up. Eibishter shall give us the Seichel, that Lacholapochus, some sort of Cheshbon HaNefesh we have to make. We have to make a calculation with ourselves. Make a Cheshbon of what went on the last year. Make a Cheshbon where I want to go next year. Leman Cho. And the Eibishter will help us that if some sort of change in our mindset that would be Leman Cho, then we'll be Zeicha to Chaim.